This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number. 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you to prepare for the changes in the season, to get ready for putting the garden to bed or getting ready for winter, ooh, a four-letter word. The number to call is 855-660-4261. Daniel, let's go right to the phone lines. Who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Bob from New Hampshire, and he's got a question about reseeding his grass.
Okay. Bob, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul. I had a quick question, if I could.
Yes.
Regarding my lawn, I'm just getting to that now a little late, but I have these large dimples, maybe some decomposing tree limbs or something when I built the house years ago. And I'm looking to see if I can just throw down some loam and seed, or do I also need to throw some cover on top of the seed at this time of the year, since I won't be able to water it.
Okay. What I would do is, in areas where you have these roots that have come to the surface, add some loam on top of it and just grade it so that it'll be easy for you to mow and it won't be all bumpy. Spread your grass seed, and then I would put down a seed starter fertilizer. And then take a bamboo rake or a plastic leaf rake and turn it upside down and comb the grass seed into the soil. The secret with getting the grass seed to germinate is it has to be in contact with the soil. So if you just put it on top, it's sitting right on it, but it's not covered. And if you can cover it, it will germinate in, depending on the variety, if it's perennial rye, in about 7 to 10 days. If it's fescue, it's going to be 7 to 14 days. Bluegrass will take about 3 weeks. So put down your grass seed. Put down your fertilizer, bamboo or plastic leaf rake upside down and comb it. And you'll see that it will bury the seed into the ground. And then either roll it or put the sprinkler on it to kind of compact it a little bit. And I'll tell you that Pearl's Premium grass seed is a very, very good grass seed. We've had a lot of positive comments on it. And right now, you can get a 20% discount on their grass seed. And they'll ship it to you, or they'll tell you where you can buy it.
Okay, and that's what I'll be using. I bought that at your recommendation. Mm-hmm. Do I have to cover, or would it be beneficial to cover that with straw?
If you're not going to be able to do any watering at all, you can use straw. Now, make sure that it's straw and not hay. Now, the difference is hay is grass that's been cut from a farmer's field. And if there's a weed in it, it's in the bale of straw, of hay. And hay is used, like right now, for decorations for Halloween and Thanksgiving. Straw is a golden yellow color. It's very coarse, but it's totally weed-free. So that you don't want to put down a good grass seed, put down some hay on top of it, and then end up with all kinds of things coming in. And what you want to do is cut the bale open, take a chunk of the straw, pull it apart, and spread it evenly. You don't have to cover the ground with like 2 or 3 inches. 1 inch of straw is plenty. You would leave it there until spring. And in the spring, a lot of it will have rotted. It will form organic matter for the lawn. And in areas where it hasn't broken down, just take your leaf rake, rake it up, and you'll be in good shape. But I'll tell you, you still have time, if you can get started this week, to have a pretty good germination rate on your product. But that Pearl's Premium is a good seed. It requires half the amount of food. It grows a deep root system, cutting back your watering by 75%. It grows slow so that you only mow it every couple of weeks. It's a good product, but you got to get it in the ground now while it's still warm and while the weather is in our favor. Who knows? It could turn on us anytime.
Okay, well, I greatly appreciate that, Paul. Thank you.
I thank you. And if you're able to get some water on it, that would help. But the main thing is bury the seed with an upside-down rake. If you leave the teeth pointing down like you're raking leaves, you're going to pull the grass seed towards you, and you won't have an even blend of seed, and you'll end up with almost stripes in your lawn. So upside down, comb it to bury the seed, cover it with the straw, not hay, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up we've got Olga from Cape Cod. She's got a question about her amaryllis and then another question about her raspberries.
Okay, Olga, welcome to the Paul.
Oh, good morning,
Garden.
Paul. Yeah, the amaryllis, I put them out in the garden bed so that they would get watered while I was away in the in the summer, and I planted them in the ground. And I was just wondering, how do I get them to bloom at Christmas?
Okay. What you want to do is you want to dig them right now.
Okay.
Dig them up. Bring them in your basement and just set them on some newspaper and allow the green foliage that's on the plant right now to begin to turn yellow and then eventually brown, and all that energy will drain into the bulb. Once it's all brown, you're going to cut off the bulk of your stem so that your bulb looks like a light bulb, a big fat bulb with a 2 to 3 inch neck standing on it, resembling a light bulb. And you let it sit dormant for about 30 days. And after 30 days, you can repot it. Get some good potting soil in a pot that's going to be 2 inches larger than the bulb. So if your bulb measures 5 to 6 inches in diameter, you need an 8-inch pot. Get some black gold potting soil. Put it in a sunny window. Begin to water. And if you want to use a little bit of a liquid fertilizer like Neptune's Harvest or the Espoma Organic Grow Food every couple of weeks until it starts to get actively growing, then you'll be in good shape. And once it starts to grow, put it in an area where it's going to get plenty of sun so that it doesn't reach for the light and you end up with these great big leaves that are all floppy. You want the plant to grow upright and firm and look beautiful for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I will do that. So after it's dry, I can pot it.
Yes.
Cut it off.
Yes.
And then the raspberry question is, should I prune it now?
Raspberries, what you want to do are any of the branches or canes that produce raspberries this year, cut it flush to the ground. Because next year, they will not produce. The new shoots coming out of the ground will.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paul Parent here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can be of assistance to you, the number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up we've got, hold on, next up we've got Kenny from New Hampshire. He's got a question about his fig tree.
Kenny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
Well, a little chilly, but I'm out on the back porch making some fried potatoes. I'm not going to let these good days go by.
Right.
I have a two-year-old fig tree. I heard you talking about your fig tree, so we covered on my last, except that I like figs. And it's got probably, I don't know, about a dozen and a half figs on it. When should I pick them, for one, and should I do something with them after I pick them?
Okay. What you want to do is, when they're ripe, they'll go from a green and they'll have kind of a reddish to a purpley color.
Okay.
And when you squeeze it, it will start to feel soft. So if it's gone from green to a reddish purple, and when you squeeze it, it feels firm, it is ready for you to eat.
So I don't have to let it harden or anything like that?
Nope.
Right off the tree?
Right off the tree.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest tasting fruits that you've ever had, because when you think of a Fig Newton cookie, this is totally different, and the flavor is incredible.
Well, I have a couple of them that are actually just starting to turn purple, but I wasn't quite sure. When you bring your tree to winterize it, do you give it any food, or do you do anything special with it?
Nope. What I do is, when I'm done harvesting the fruit, I will leave it outside until the frost knocks all the leaves off. And then once all the leaves are off the plant, I bring it in my garage. I give it a good drink of water, and it stays in the garage all winter. And, of course, there's no heat, but it's protected from the wind. It's protected from freezing and thawing. And I just leave it in the back of the garage. I'll probably water it twice during the year. And because it's cold, it will stay dormant. And then in late March, early April, I'll tend to put it outside if it's a nice day. But if it's going to be cold, it stays inside the garage until it warms up enough that it won't kill back any of that, the buds that were made the previous year. So any place that it stays cold is a good place to keep the potted plant.
I keep mine in basement. It survived the first year, so I'll cross my fingers. There's a couple of sucker keeps coming up out of the base. Should I cut them now or wait till later?
Wait until later. And the reason is, if you cut it now, it will not have enough time to scab over. And that cut will lose moisture, and your plant could dehydrate, and then you'd have dieback on that plant. So wait until the plant becomes active, and then remove the suckers.
Okay, great. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much.
I thank you, and enjoy those figs. You're going to love them.
We can't wait for that Rushmore trip. We're getting pretty excited about it.
Okay. And then if you see that it's going to get really cold and they're not fully ripened, bring them in and put them on your windowsill, and they'll ripen right on your windowsill.
Oh, good to know, because it's getting pretty cold.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Daniel, who's up next? Oh, we're coming on a break. When we come back, we'll go right to the phone lines, so that if you need some help, the number to call, 855-660-4261. Now, I've been telling you about natural alternative organic mosquito, tick, and flea control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternative's parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. So give us a call if you have a gardening question. Daniel, who's up next?
Well, next up we've got Sandy from Maine. She's got a question about her hydrangeas and then some comments about the peppers.
Okay, Sandy, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul. What a beautiful, we've had the most beautiful colors up here in years. It's just been wonderful.
Yeah, it is really pretty. I was near Lake Winnipesaukee yesterday doing a consultation, and the mountains are really at peak right now. Just gorgeous.
They sure are. Okay, I have a question about my it's a, you know, not the blue hydrangeas, one of the more hardier, like Pinky Winky types. But I want to get to the peppers first. First of all, I get my pots, and I grow them only on my deck, which is about up 6 feet off the ground, so I don't have any soil diseases or pests or animals, groundhogs and stuff.
Right.
But I get my pots, which is really an important part of it, where the potheads get their pots, believe it or not. I didn't know what they were growing. I thought it was just a regular garden center. And I said to the guy next to me, so what do you grow? And he looked at me like I was nuts, and he didn't say anything. And the next person that came in, I said, so what are you growing right now? And he walked away. And I went over to the guy. He said, what's going on here? He said, everybody comes here, they're growing pot, marijuana. And I said, oh, that's where you get some of the really best supplies. And they have these pots there that are circular, and they're black, and they're really rugged. And they're wonderful, and they're huge. So I can grow two big beef tomatoes in one pot or two peppers. Right now, my tomatoes are still 6 feet tall and totally green. I have no yellow leaves on any of my plants up here on the deck.
Wow, that's great.
You know what the secret is, though, Paul? And I got to tell you, they were a sponsor. I don't know what now. May I mention them?
Sure.
Neptune's Harvest.
Yep.
Tell you what, I put that into my 2.5-gallon water can. Every time I every other time I watered, I found out I was overwatering and it was getting too leafy. So 2.5 gallons, I water every day, unfortunately, even with the soil moist and compost. So I have to put in some kind of an irrigation system, you know, for each pot, one of those things you can, a kit. But at any rate, I put in 1 whole tablespoon of the concentrate of the Neptune's fish and seaweed emulsion concentrate into a 2.5 gallon watering can. And I did that about every other day. I watered every day, sometimes twice a day. It gets very hot out there. And I mean to tell you, I bump into these tomato plants all the time because I don't have that big a deck, and the stems don't break. They're, every plant that I have grown this year, the dahlia, and I put those in, get this, July 15th.
Wow.
And, which may be one reason why the tomato plants are still healthy, but they're tall. I use these really simple supports that I got at Home Depot. They're just 3 big, long metal sticks that are coated with some kind of a plastic. And it comes in a kit with these braces that go across that are a light plastic, that, but you can move them up and down. Mm-hmm. I have found those to be, forget the cages, just these are so easy. And the fact that you can move the bars up real easily, and it's not even like, because there's no metal, there's no, I mean, I just feel like I have the best system in the world. I feel so blessed. And the fact that I was able to get them in so late, just because I was lazy, I'm going to try to start much earlier. Right now I have geraniums. I brought them inside. And the flowers on the geraniums, the same flower stayed in bloom for 4 weeks.
Yes. Yep.
And never lost color. Like she says, you will be blown away by the colors.
Yeah, and it really works good. My Aunt Ruth, when she was alive, she had window boxes, and she had a 4-unit apartment house with a hall, 2 apartments on one side and then 2 on the other. And in the hall, there would be windows, and she would bring her geraniums in, leave them in the hall that really didn't have that much heat, and they would bloom almost all winter long. And she had color, and she was tickle pink. How can you beat that?
Well, what did she use?
You mean for potting soil?
So for a supplement. I mean, a fertilizer or...
When we first started gardening, my mother, her favorite fertilizer was Hytrus. And Hytrus was bought by Scotts, and they just let it die out. And then we went to Rapid Grow. And Rapid Grow was bought by Scotts. And they let it die out because they wanted Miracle-Gro to be the top food. So those were the two that we had really, really good results. Since then, Neptune's Harvest has come in, and they blend a combination of fish and seaweed together so that you get the best of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the best from the fish, and their fish fertilizer is different. It's not fish emulsion.
Well, it's not heated.
It's not heated. It's a cold treatment.
Yep.
And that means no smell.
No smell.
And more nutrition for your plants.
Yeah, you see all the amino acids and fatty acids, which I did not know that plants needed, Paul. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I promote the Neptune's Harvest. And there's a lot of other fish fertilizers out there, but they're heated, and you lose a lot of the vitamins and the nutrients in that heating process. But Neptune's Harvest does it cold. And you don't lose anything.
Well, anyway, and then my problem with the hydrangeas, so it's just a really hardy, pinky-winky type, but that's not what it is. And the problem is because of the Neptune's harvest, these blooms are so heavy that the center of the shrub just fell out. It's about 6 or 7 feet tall. And my question is, I'm going to take some of the blooms off just to bring inside, but can I trim those stems back?
Oh, sure. Oh. Sure. I mean, yeah, all of your cone-shaped hydrangea.
Okay.
They make the flowers on the new growth produce in the spring.
Got it.
The ball-shaped hydrangeas make the buds on the growth made the previous year. So if you have a harsh winter, you could lose all the blossoms on them.
That must be what happens with mine. I'm trying to kill my blue one. I'm trying to kill it.
Mm-hmm.
It won't die. I can't.
Right.
I didn't water it all summer thinking, okay, this will kill it. It's 16 years old, and I love the leaf, but I never have any blooms. So I'm trying to kill it, and this thing took off, and it looks more beautiful than ever. But if somebody has a backhoe, they can come and get it. It just, I don't want it. It takes up too much room. There's so many other plants I'd rather have there.
Right. Right.
And there's
so many new varieties of hydrangea now that the one that I just adore is called Vanilla Strawberry.
Yeah, I know you like that one. I know.
Does that one
have bluish leaves? Because the one I have has these incredibly blue-green leaves. They're so different.
Yeah, it's very, very dark foliage.
Yeah, but it does have a tint of blue in it.
Because
mine does. Unlike my other hydrangeas, and I just, the color, it's a very unusual green. It's not an evergreen at all green.
Mm-hmm.
And against the pink, it looks so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, when you get that contrasting color.
But I have fallen in love with the fall anemones, the party girl, and that's what I want to put in where that blue ball is. Get that out. I love those hybridized, it begins with an R, Rotisimera or something. I get that through Bluestone Perennials, but I've seen them in other catalogs too. And they bloom now, and they start blooming now, and they're
right. Your fall blooming anemones are just fantastic because they bloom when everything else is done. You also have the Montauk Daisy.
I don't know if I have sun for those. I only have 3 hours of sun. Remember, those tomatoes I'm talking about, peppers, are in 3 hours of sunlight.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how incredible this seaweed stuff is. I tell you what. Go out. It's expensive. It's $49 for a gallon, but it's concentrated. It's worth it.
It sure is.
It's like gold. I bought 2 extra gallons just in case. I don't want to run out of this stuff. It took me 1 gallon to get through the summer. So if people want to gauge it, you'll need a whole gallon for next summer. But believe me, it is so easy. It doesn't smell. Now, it does smell in the pot after a while, I have to admit. After a while, the watering, whatever, I don't know what happened. It got a little stinky out there on the deck, but it wasn't anything like the old Alaskan brand I used that just stunk right out of the container.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I know what you mean because many years ago, we had a greenhouse. We had gone to Florida. We bought Boston ferns in a 6-inch pot. We brought them back to Maine. We put them in 12-inch containers, and we fed them with Alaska fish emulsion.
Ugh.
And they grew like you could not believe. And we brought them out into the greenhouse. People saw them. They went crazy. They brought them home.
Yeah.
A week later, they started coming back and saying, "It smells so bad, I can't take it anymore."
Yeah, well, even the smell that happened in the summer here, maybe it's because it's in the containers, is nothing compared to the smell of the Alaska. So I still highly recommend it.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you giving us a call this morning.
Well, I'm listening to you on my telephone because we don't get the fourth hour here, but thank you so much.
I appreciate it. You can listen on the internet.
I don't have, I get it off my cell phone. I don't have internet here, and it's pretty iffy. I wish I could.
Thank you, and you have a real good weekend.
I am deep in the woods. That's why I grow all this food, only 3 hours of sun, because of the trees. But the fact that I can do that just is a testament to the stuff that you're promoting.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. If we can help you, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Had great news yesterday. We were basically sold out. We had one seat left for our tour of the national parks from June 28th to July 9th of next year. And the people from Lage Travel were able to get a larger bus. We picked up six additional seats. So if you were thinking of joining us, give them a call on Monday morning. The number is 800-322-9481. You'll love it. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got a June from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her mandevilla.
Good morning. What's happening with the mandevilla? Are you trying to bring it in for the winter?
Yes, I want to know if I can store it in the basement for the winter.
I have had 50-50 results with it. And what I do is it cannot have a frost. Because if it gets frosted, it's a tropical plant and it will die. So what you've got to do is bring it into the basement now.
They're already in, but I haven't put them in the basement.
Okay. So you can either keep them in your house for the winter, and they will continue to make new growth. You won't get many blossoms because they require long days to make the buds, and your days are getting shorter and shorter. And then put them in the basement where it won't freeze. A little bit of water every now and then so that it doesn't go bone dry. And then in March, bring it back upstairs, put it near a nice sunny window, feed it with the Neptune's Harvest or the Espoma Grow fertilizer liquid. And they'll start to make some new growth. And that way, when it's safe to put them out, the plant will have a head start on the season.
Should I cut them back? Because they're very, very, you know, they just stretch out.
If you're going to cut it back now and give it a couple weeks where it has a chance to make a callus where you made the cut. If you cut it and you stick it in the basement, it's not going to get any sun, and it won't make a scab, and the plant will dehydrate.
Okay. That's also called Diplodenia, I believe.
Right.
Is there a difference?
Mandevilla and Diplodemia are in the same family. Some of the varieties of Mandevilla usually have much larger blossoms. And some of the varieties of the Mandevilla are more shrub-like.
Oh, I think I might have a Diplodemia.
Yeah, Diplodemia. And the new colors now with the red, that cherry red color. It used to be only pink, and now you have white, pink, and red, and it's really vining.
And yeah, this is very viny. That's why I wondered if I should cut it back.
I would only cut it back if it's going to be taking too much room, but you need to do it so it has a chance to scab over before you put it into the basement.
Okay, I can put it in a sunny window. I have two of them, but I can put them in a sunny window until that happens.
Exactly.
And then I just need room in my... I have a solarium, and it's just too full. So that's why I'd like to store them once they're ready, once they've scabbed over. If I can just put them downstairs and just give them a little drink once in a while, it would be a help.
Yeah, and they will drop most of their leaves. It will go into dormancy, and it will come right back. And as I said, I've done it several years, and I have 50%+ survival rate that make it through the winter. So it's not always positive, but 50% is pretty good.
All I can do is try.
Right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend.
And you as well.
Bye-bye now. I know a lot of you are going to be planting bulbs while the ground is warm. Get down to your local garden center and get your tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths. If you have a problem with voles, chipmunks, mice, squirrels, stay away from tulips and crocuses. Use daffodils. When you plant, do not use bone meal because that will attract these rodents to your planting. Get a bag of Dr. Earth bulb food. There's no bone meal. It's full of beneficial microbes, and you'll have the best bulbs ever. Have a great week, everybody.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.